Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Debate about the top receiver in the NFC East or the top receivers.
Scary Terry.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, and I agree with Scary Terry, but Alex brought up a good point about A.J. Brown. And they started really breaking down what both can do. And it was a fun discussion. I was like, why not bring it to Twitter Spaces? Because a lot of times, man, you get a better appreciation for both ball players when you do legit comparisons without emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like when you just say, all right, route running. And then somebody say, oh, this dude run better routes because X, Y, and Z. But I think Scary Terry is the best receiver in the NFC East. I know A.J. Brown's coming from a different division. You got C.D. Lamb for the Cowboys.
He got on the Giants, Prince.
Hey, what is it, Sterling?
Don't do that. They got Sterling.
Yeah, I like Sterling.
What's the young pistol starter?
That's Galladay?
Kenny, no touchdowns, Galladay.
Anyways.
What's the angry kid? What's the angry kid's name?
Oh, Tooney.
Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, Darius.
Darius. Yeah, I like him.
He's nice.
There's Tony from Florida.
He's nice. I bought me a Dodgers jersey yesterday. He's coming up.
Carlos, you get our last name right because I got the same last name.
I said Tony, and then I switched to Tony. I was like, my bad, Tony.
Y'all got James Tony.
Listen, that's my long lost Tony. That's my long lost cousin.
It's Kadarius.
Long lost cousin.
Yeah, he nice. I like him.
He's nice.
I always like Sterling Sharp too.
We did something like this last night in the Sports After Dark. They had us arguing Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, but.
Don't do that. That's crazy. Why is it an argument, though?
It wasn't an argument. It was just
I know what you mean, though.
Debating who we would take.
One thing about Justin Jefferson that you can't deny, ain't nobody ever done what he did their first 2 years. And that's hard to pick somebody over that. I'm sorry. Yeah. To me, I gotta go with Justin. Some things, I get it. You got a preference. But some preferences, even though you make sense when it's like, dude, his first 2 years in the NFL, crazy.
And with a coach.
He did it with a shitty quarterback.
All right, don't start that scene. But I was going to say, with a coach that the game plan was run on first down, run on second down, throw on third down if you have to. Like,
damn, he's playing Canadian.
And
football.
he didn't even put Jefferson on the field for the first two games of his rookie year. They didn't even use him.
And he broke the record.
Yeah, I shouldn't even have had him, bro.
That man averaging
1,500 yards a season and what was that, eight and a half touchdowns. That's crazy.
And he's got an awful quarterback. That's insane.
No, Kirk Cousins is not awful. Stop trying to troll.
Stop, man.
Look, I rock with Minnesota for everything but that shitty quarterback.
Listen, stop. Don't be mad because the guy you got playing quarterback now couldn't beat Jacksonville. My quarterback is Taylor Heineke.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, but back to what I'm going to take Scary Terry. I personally think that he reminds me of Hopkins when, you know, he didn't have the best quarterback starting out. Mm-hmm. And so he's had a rotating door at quarterback. So I feel like a lot of people, miss what he's doing with the lack of consistent play at quarterback. Like, his numbers would be even better if he had somebody who was better back there throwing him the ball.
Are those guys better than what we think, though? If he's still getting those, if he getting numbers like that?
Taylor Heineke is, yes.
Could they be deemed as being, because, I mean, they still getting them the rock. They still targeting him over 130 times a game.
So the way you saying this, Ahmad, is true, but look.
Brock I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm like,
Brock Osweiler was throwing DeAndre Hopkins the ball for a little bit, man.
Now, don't hold. So there's a difference, right? So if Scary Terry was catching majority jump balls, I agree with you. But he running slants, mesh, burst routes, whip routes. You know what I'm saying? Most, quote, bad quarterbacks will get you the rock. Now, he doing the rest after. But one thing that made D-Hop special was he was going to get that bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was just throwing it up. He on the outside exclusively. Throw it up. Go get a D-Hop. Scary Terry routing you up, and within 5 yards, he catching that thing. He dipping. But here's the one stat that blew my mind about those two guys when comparing these two receivers. I'm talking about A.J. Brown and Scary Terry. A.J. Brown averaged 20 yards a day going to catch his rookie year. That's crazy. Look at the system he was in.
You know why? Because he was getting single coverage because they were loading the box to stop Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And he was eating. Like, he was feasting off that single coverage.
So you mean to tell me Terry ain't getting no single coverage his rookie year?
Not a lot.
Don't nobody know who he is. Why the hell they double teaming him his rookie year?
We had Dwayne Haskins as our quarterback. Look, you could have put nobody on him in the ball.
Don't do that, Steve. Hey, careful.
Don't
do that, Steve.
Don't do that, Steve. Do not do that.
Dwayne Haskins was not a great quarterback on our team. Like, let's be honest.
No, that's fine. I just didn't know how far you were going to take it.
I keep it straight football. Look. I'm not worried about none of the other looks.
So AJ only averaged 20. He only averaged 20 because everybody was stacking a box on Derrick Henry.
I'm not saying only. I'm saying you take his talent and putting him in single cut. Like, it was kind of like the defenses were picking their poison, so to speak.
So how was your receiver getting open?
Justin Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
Because originally, when he first started, like I said, he didn't even play the first couple games. They were
his first year. How was he getting open, Carlos?
Because the system that they ran with the play action, most of his success came off the play action.
Okay, so is that taking away from his talent?
No, sir.
Okay, well, y'all trying to take away from AJ talent when I said
no,
20?
No, no. Oh, okay, no, I'm saying, like I said, with his talent. The way that defenses were playing them were stupid. Like, they were putting them in perfect position to get 20 yards a catch.
They ain't know what I'm saying. They ain't know.
So did they stop stacking the box against Derrick Henry like the next 2 years?
Absolutely not.
No, they didn't. They didn't stop stacking it last year. But you remember, Derrick Henry got hurt last year. So I'm gonna look at his. I want to see what AJ Brown numbers were
last year. He didn't get 1,000 yards. He got hurt.
Yeah, he was also hurt for a little bit last year.
He did get hurt too.
So the year Derrick Henry had 1,540 yards, 16 touchdowns was the year AJ Brown had 1,000 yards and 20.2 yards a catch. The very next year, which was 2020, Derrick Henry had 2,000 yards. And A.J. Brown averaged 15.4 yards a catch in 14 games. So.
We're going to see. He's got a significant, I don't want to say worse. He's got a worse arm now, I think, accuracy-wise. So we're going to see what he could do.
I mean, he playing with another former receiver / running back at quarterback. Tannehill didn't start playing quarterback till college.
But Tannehill has a more accurate arm than Jalen Hurts, I feel like, in my opinion.
I mean, that ain't much to say. Shit.
It's not. But at the same time, like,
it makes a difference for a receiver.
He
not
said,
for me.
He said in his opinion, because ain't no the data shows that Tannehill is pretty accurate, though. He is pretty accurate. 70%, 65, and 67 in his 3 years at Tennessee.
That's why he ended up knocking Mariota out of the spot, like, because he just was way more efficient in that scheme than Mariota was being.
Mariota for MVP, man.
He's a game manager, and he does it to the best of his ability. Perfect ability.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But I think a lot of people still think of Miami Tannehill when they think of Tannehill, right? So,
forget he was playing for Adam Gase, man. And see what he ruins careers like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I feel bad for Tannehill for having to play under Gase. But I think Jalen Hurts can be a good game manager, though. Like,
I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying the system that is run for those quarterbacks, given to them to be game man. Like, Lamar could be amazing, but they're in systems where their athleticism is very, very, like, the centerpiece. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Game managers usually don't do all that nonsense. You look at game managers.
If you watch the Eagles games last year, they didn't even utilize Sanders the way they should have.
No, they didn't run the ball.
They did not run the ball. And like,
they definitely did.
They did late in the season.
They did late.
They had like three different running backs.
Because they put
early,
that receiver,
early in the season, they ran the ball.
They had running the ball.
Ahmad, you're an Eagles fan, aren't you?
They started.
Yeah.
What was the name of the receiver they started running the ball with?
The receiver? I'm trying to think.
They had some receiver.
I remember they running, but I forgot the name.
It was Sanders, and then it was it was Smallwood, right?
Yeah,
Gainwell.
Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah. They were running the ball with.
But
Kenneth Gainwell.
We tried to run the ball with Miles Sanders, but he wanted to run east and west instead of hitting the hole.
Well, so he got hurt as well. Early on, the Eagles ran the ball really well. Middle of the season, they abandoned the run. And then late in the season, they started running the ball well again. So they went on like this roller coaster of running the ball, and it worked until it didn't.
Yeah, it worked with everybody but Shaggy because he wants to run east and west.
Let's be honest, the teams they beat weren't like great teams anyway. So
not at all.
The schedule got much easier. Which made it better for them later in the season.
So the Eagles were second in attempts in the NFL, first in yards, first in touchdown. That's rushing. They were 32nd in passing attempts on offense, 25th in yards, 25th in touchdowns, and 6th in interceptions. So they want to run the football. But it's like y'all said, if you run the football with Jalen, he's going to be more successful because everything opens up if you're running
the football. That's what I was going to say. How many carries did Hurts have?
He was their leading rusher, wasn't he?
Hurts had 139 rushes, for 784 yards. He was the leading rusher. Miles Sanders had 137 in 12 games for 754. Miles Sanders did not have a rushing touchdown all season, which is crazy.
Because they would
come to Stephon, got him again.
Miles Sanders isn't a feature. Let's be honest. Miles Sanders isn't a feature back.
No, he's a tandem.
Yeah, so the problem is they wanted him to be the feature back, and he is not. And didn't Jordan Howard play one or two games?
He played seven games.
He was the O-line guy.
And Miles Sanders could have been successful, man. Like, he just doesn't want to hit the hole.
He still gave you 5.5 yards of carry last year, which is impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. But it's also times where he was missing the hole and just trying to break outside. And it won't work. Like, the edges are fast. He was hurt. He won 100%, so he couldn't outrace him. He wasn't beating him to the sideline or nothing.
Yeah.
Since we talking about the division, Saquon will be the best running back in the division next season. Book it.
Bro, we're not talking about the Giants, bro.
Is Saquon even going to play football?
I hope he stays healthy, though, bro. I like the
I hope he stays healthy,
Saquon
too.
Saquon even going to play football?
Yeah. Listen, he is. Yes, he gonna play. But the thing is, I don't know if the Giants did enough with – granted, he's had a pretty bad line the whole time he's been there, but I don't
– Definitely have.
I don't know if they've done enough even this season to improve the line enough. I mean, they drafted – what's his name from
Evan Neal. We got Evan Neal.
They drafted Evan Neal.
I'm still scared to go on the line.
Who was the best running back in the division last year?
I mean, he wasn't no good.
He wants to say like Gibson. He wants you to say Gibson.
It was Gibson.
He wants you to say Gibson.
If it wasn't Gibson, the crazy thing is if it wasn't Gibson, it was Tony Pollard, which is even crazier.
Z had a good start, though.
But he didn't outplay Pollard last season.
Did you see where they've been using Pollard in the slot so far during like training camp? They put a bunch of plays in where they put him at the slot. So they want to have both of them on the field at the same time.
Fuller's got that
hold
down.
Hold on. Am I looking at this right? Oh, yeah. I was looking at it wrong. Okay. I was looking at 2021. Never mind. Go ahead. No, I'm tripping. I was looking at it right. So you mean to tell me Zeke got over 1,000 yards and he won't better than everybody? Like, was he the only back?
That's why I said.
Is he only back that
Steam wanted you to say Gibson, but it wasn't Gibson.
So me watching the games, the stats are cool, but watching the games, he wasn't better than Pollard.
I don't know about that. I watched that nigga too. I had that nigga on fantasy. Zeke was wilding that one. Like,
explain to me how.
I'm going
to
tell you why. How many receiving yards did he have?
I'm talking about running the football.
Running backs now, unless your name is Derrick Henry.
All right, so
you're not just a running back. All right, you know what I'm saying?
So you talking about total yards?
I'm just talking about
you talking about total yards? Yards from scrimmage. So who you think had more yards from scrimmage?
Probably. How many receiving yards did Pollard have? I don't need his number.
He had 50 more than Zeke. He had 337 and Zeke had 287.
Then Zeke had more than him.
So how was Pollard better?
So did you watch Dallas games?
Yeah.
As much as I hate those motherfuckers, I watched.
Yeah, I watched them.
In the crucial situations, who was in the game?
They would put Pollard in because they wanted to throw the football.
So it depends on the situation.
Best running back in the crucial situation, like you're better.
They have plays designed. They have plays designed for those specific situations, right? That play to his strengths, right? If Pollard were better than Zeke, Pollard would see the field more than Zeke. Zeke is the better running back on that team, but people get obsessed. Yeah, by far. But they see the flashy new toy and they see what Pollard does in limited action, and they make the assumption: hey, if we put him out there all the time, we're going to get this. We're going to get this production all the time. We're going to get it more often. But that's not really the case. The reason he is so successful a lot of the time is because they have specific times they want to use him because they know his skill set and what he excels at. The reason you don't see him on the field more than Zeke is because they know that on average, he's not going to outperform Zeke.
Yeah.
And I can't really put a whole lot of stock in what the Cowboys do late in games, because late in games, they, because of their, you know, quote-unquote rotation, they didn't have Amari Cooper in the game.
I got my own opinion about Amari Cooper. What's your opinion on Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper is one of the best route runners, receivers, period, in the league. But he is one of the laziest watching him. He gives you three great games. Watch the games. He gives you three great games at the beginning of the season. And then he usually gets into situations where he gets upset, he gets mad, and he gets lazy and upset.
So you ain't like Randy Moss then?
That's who he is.
I feel like he doesn't get lazy. He gets a lot of tweak injuries, though. He gets, like, tweak injuries that don't make him miss games. But
Amari Cooper could be one of the best receivers in the league.
He what?
So he produced when they throw him the ball.
Yeah.
And I think that's his. I think that was Amari's rub, right?
Last year was the first season he didn't have 1,100 yards with the Cowboys.
Yeah. And that's because CeeDee Lamb came on strong and he missed a bunch of games.
He played 14 games.
He missed two games because of COVID last year.
He's not marketable for Dallas Cowboys. Like, that. Let's be honest. He's a boring receiver. He doesn't, like, move the needle for him. He don't get out there and.
So CD Lamb drop a lot of passes?
Yes, he does. I love CD Lamb. He's an Oklahoma guy, but he drops a lot of passes.
With his territory, though.
Huh?
His usage is up, though. You got to look at his usage.
Look, I'm a Cowboys hater. Y'all gonna have to take what I say with a grain of salt. Yeah.
Me too.
because I could go down the list of Trayvon Diggs really ain't that guy. Trayvon Diggs, I'm going to let you know. Trayvon Diggs is boom or bust. Mm. He literally got a pick six. The next play got toasted because he bit on a pass.
That was fake. That was proven. Yeah, that was proven to be false, Steams.
That wasn't actually the next exact play.
That was proven to be the safety's fault.
He bites on everything.
Hold on. I want to ask y'all something. Did y'all see Jalen Ramsey on the pivot? Because he broke this down. And a lot of non-football guys that understand what Jalen was saying, because he said, so Jalen plays out of phase, meaning he plays a lot of free coverage. You know what I'm saying? Where he can do a lot of different things. While Diggs plays in phase, meaning it's a scheme. He got to play a certain way. And he said, and when you play in phase like that, you're going to give up, quote, yards, because you ain't allowed to do a lot of things. You got to be aggressive. Meaning when he break on the ball, he better be right. When he give up something.
So do we ignore that he gave up all them yards?
You didn't listen to nothing I said then.
What you told me is you ignore it because of the way he played the game.
I didn't, but bro,
he's gonna give up a lot of yards.
Steams again. That's why I said, and I was being respectful. Guys that never played back there are not going to know what he mean by in phase and out of phase. So I tried to show what he meant by that. Basically, it's going to be an appearance that Jalen's giving up a lot of yards. Because he's playing in phase. He's playing scheme. He doesn't have the flexibility of come down and press and things of that nature. Like Jalen, who plays out of phase, and you see him moving around a lot. You know what I'm saying? So when you got a guy who's an all-pro saying, y'all got that dude messed up with this, he giving up so many yards. He got 11 damn picks in playing that type of defense. Like, we've seen over the years, a lot of DBs for the Cowboys do what? Give up a lot of yards, right?
Yeah, of course. Cowboys.
So here's my thing with the yards thing, because to me, that is another data-driven point to have, like, and we're doing it, have a discussion and say, this is why so-and-so's better, this is why so-and-so's better, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, oh, they don't even throw at his side. Oh, the only reason why he got this pick, because they kept throwing at him. You see how we say, like, folks used to say that about Richard Sherman, right?
Richard Sherman, because he played one side of the field.
He played one side of the field. All you play is cover
and
one.
He played zone, right?
Yeah, they say he wasn't really a man. They say he played zone.
Corner, right?
But majority of the time, cover one is matchup. So if number two goes post, that's your man. You got no more safety help. So a lot of times, Richard Sherman will have a number two that will give you some type of inside route, signifying that you better jump inside and take away the post because you won't have help no more. But a lot of people would just say, see, he in zone because he flipped and got his butt to the sideline. But they don't understand the on-the-fly transition of route combos and how, yeah, you can start out in zone, but you'll end up in man within 2 seconds. It's man now. So, yes, the call is zone. Like, cover two. If you get a go route, you basically better cover number one because the safety going to need you to slow number one down because two comes screaming up the hash. He's responsible for two. But a lot of people just say, oh, you just in cover two. You ain't got to do nothing. Shit me? Go play corner. Tell me in zone you ain't got to do nothing. That's the most nerve-wracking thing because you got to see the entire field. You got to anticipate what everybody going to do because at the drop of a plant foot, you got a man now. And you could be trailing too. That's the thing about it. You can be – so a lot of times, and I'm not taking up for him, I empathize with him because a lot of times when you see a DB chasing, he's blamed for the fuck-up. Just like he said, the next play, Diggs got beat. No, the safety got beat. Soon as the ball went there, you see Diggs looking at the safety like, what the hell is you doing? He pointed right at – well, he ain't pointing because he went throwing him a bus. But I know that body language like, dog, for real? I made him run a skinny right into you and you up here versus being back there? You just saw me jump something. We got the perfect call. But what are you doing? But everybody said, Diggs got beat. Look at that. He giving up another one. So with that being said, before I let Alex and him go, yes, Diggs gave up a lot of yards. But it's another guy that everybody put on their top three corners list, and he gave up, I want to say like 100 less yards, 200 less yards. But I ain't going to say his name. Y'all go ahead.
Say the name.
The dude who was just helping him out in the pivot.
That's the greatest.
Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah. He gave up a lot of yards, too.
I feel like Diggs reminds me of, like, Asante Samuel.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect comparison. Perfect.
They take their chances on the ball. Yes.
Yep.
And sometimes it pays off.
Perfect. I like that a lot. Because he was the same way. He going to jump that mug. And we call it, we're going to jump that hole. I'm jumping it. Hey, I'm gone. Safety, I'm gone. I'm jumping. I see it. Go. And that was Asante, boy. Good God, that's a great comparison. That's a name that people.
And his son, all right, too, though.
Oh, yes, yes.
Tough. Oh, listen, that Chargers defense has potential to be.
Derwin James.
Yeah, if Derwin James
can stay healthy, they
Derwin
got
is my guy.
Derwin is probably one of one of the best DBs I've seen in a long time because he could play every DB position.
Can't stay on the field though. Yeah,
that's true, bro.
That's why they got talent, but it is
even back to Florida State, he couldn't stay on the field.
He's the one who's gonna put that defense together.
Achilles or ACL? I forget which one it was.
I mean, think about the talent they have. They got Bosa on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then at linebacker, they brought in Khalil Mack, and they got Kenneth Murray. And then in the secondary, you got Samuel. And if Derwin James can stay healthy, like...
Is Casey
not a fan of Kenneth Murray?
Kenneth Murray, he had a good... He's going into, what, his third year?
Mm-hmm.
Second year?
Is it not,
like, he's a young guy.
Who am I thinking of? There's one linebacker that I am not fond of on the Chargers.
Who, Khalil Mack?
No, not him. I love Khalil Mack.
I know, just best. Hold on, let me see.
They got
J.C. Jackson now, too.
And they got J.C. Jackson.
Oh, my God.
To go against the opposite side of the field against Asante Samuel Jr., like. And they didn't lose anyone on offense. They on paper,
they figure I got to choke it all the time.
They have potential to be great, but you never know what their coach is going to do with those fourth down chances he takes and those.
They had the playoff locked up and decided to choke it. That is disgusting.
I'm not gonna lie. I think Keenan Allen like one of the best receivers. Like
facts.
Oh, for sure.
Facts. Thank you, Alex.
His footwork. Is next level. His ability to create separation.
I love that dude as a receiver,
like,
man.
His route running, like, gosh.
And he a bigger body dude, too. Ain't a little
man,
guy.
I just think the fact that he had to play with, you know, some subpar quarterbacks.
Damn.
Before Herbert got there.
Yeah, it is Kenneth Murray.
You saying
you know what it is? And I always make this comparison because I always did like big receivers. You know what it is? And I'm not even really now. I'm not trying to be funny. I feel like Keenan Allen is the AFC just in my opinion, not play style, but as far as like production, I feel like he is the AFC version of Mike Evans.
Both very, very
talented wide receivers, bigger guys, but because their teams haven't always been good. Yep. Due to,
and they light skin with beards. That's why they don't get the respect.
Hey, yo, Carlos got to quit it.
Carlos,
hold on, time out. While Carlos, hold on. First of all, there is no colorism in this space because I don't want nobody calling me a damn coon and having 1,000 people in their space. I can't do it, champ. Mm-mm. Ray, a better man than me.
I'm sorry. I redact my last name.
Ray, you's a better man than me, bro. Because I would have been, flip my lid.
That,
like, let
that
me
space
talk.
Was ridiculous.
Over a thousand people?
I've stricken it from the record.
And for the record, Carlos is actually light skinned. So he's not practicing colorism because usually colorism only comes into play when the dark skinned person goes in on the light skin. I could be wrong.
We don't care about people being them sensitive motherfuckers. People,
I'm just speaking up for my people, man.
There you go, Carlos.
Hey, Ahmad.
The voice of a community.
There you go, Carlos. What up?
I heard y'all talking about running backs in our division earlier.
Yeah.
Who do you think has the best weapons? We kind of went receiver. Y'all talked about receiver and y'all said running back, but who got the best weapons?
Dallas.
The Eagles. I don't know. I think it's pretty even throughout the division except for the Giants.
It's between Philly and Dallas.
How are we not in that race, Carlos?
Hold on.
Because I'll give you Gibson. I'll give you Scary Terry. I'll give you Logan Thomas, the former quarterback turned tight end.
Yeah.
When he plays.
They say rookie's killing it out there.
But
I'm really always going to say rookie's killing it out there. Come on, Steam.
I'm looking at Dallas. Dallas got two running backs who are good.
We got J.D. McKissick.
Okay.
Yep, we get him back.
Okay.
That was the difference maker on our offense last year.
But that's a huge difference. Who's commander starting here?
Hey, yo, hold on. Time out. Time out. Respectfully. Y'all really gonna Washington fan? Y'all really? Come on, man! Don't do
that. Did you watch this play, man?
You're saying Gibson and McKissick are on the same level as Zeke and Pollard?
Yeah, come on,
McKissick is on the same
level.
Carlos.
Yes.
I mean, Carlos. Steam. Where you at right now? You in the car?
I'm at the crib. I'm working from home today.
I want you to you looking at a wall right now.
Pull up
I'm getting over COVID. Yeah, I'm looking at my Sean Taylor jersey right now. Right.
But hold on, don't disrespect the Sean Taylor. So look at the wall opposite the Sean Taylor. Walk close up to
I'm looking at the Sean Taylor. That's all you get.
Walk up to the wall, lean your head back, and go forward real hard. Hit your damn head.
I still got the COVID brain a little bit, man.
Nah, you good, bro. No. So here's the thing. McKissick, he gonna be very good. I like Antonio Gibson a lot.
That dude from Bama.
You just drafted dude. God damn, don't get into the fan bag. I thought we were staying analytical.
We can't count rookies yet. Because
here's the thing,
I forgot Steams. He was on the squad and he didn't play at Steams, all.
This is what you don't want. I'm trying to help you. We're talking about Cowboy fans. Don't start talking about people who ain't played yet. Because you know they do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's them.
Because they're going to say CeeDee Lamb going to have 1,600 yards now to Amari Cooper.
They're going to say they're winning. They say they're winning Super Bowl every year.
AB will be in Dallas.
You know they still going to talk about Gallup. Oh, Gallup, when he get back. So I'm trying to help you out.
Mark my words. AB will be in Dallas.
Don't tell nobody.
Week 5.
And you got Wentz. Carson Wentz. I like Carson Wentz. You got Wentz.
I'm not a Carson Wentz fan. I hope he proves me wrong.
Let's break it down this way then. So if Alex wanted to know who's got the best weapons, let's take it by positions.
Go ahead, Carlos.
Let's take it by positions. Running backs. Which team are you giving it to? Which team has the best group of running backs?
Cowboys.
Okay. Let's go tight end. I'm going to say Philly.
Philly. They got Goddard.
Hey, I ain't going to lie, man.
Goddard, I feel Goddard's going to be a top seven tight end this year.
Doesn't Dallas have two good tight ends, though? Yeah, they do.
Wait, they got who? Schultz and Jarwin.
Blake Jarwin, right?
Yeah, Blake Jarwin.
Oh, yeah? What are they producing?
What is Jarwin doing? So Jarwin has been hyped up for so many years, right? And has done absolutely nothing. And I feel like Schultz is fool's gold right now. Schultz finally had his breakout year, but he has not been producing consistently, right? These guys have been on the team for how long? And you can't compare those guys to like Goddard, who's come out and just done his thing when given the opportunity. I think you got to give it to Philly. It's not close to me.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Y'all use them more in blocking situations, correct? Cowboys use their tight ends in more blocking situations, right?
You have to be able to block, yeah.
All right, how can you, how can you say somebody's better than the other, people, that they get more opportunities? That's all I'm saying.
The Cowboys throw.
Can't have this conversation then, right?
Because you were slick with that. The Cowboys throw the ball more than Philly. Come on, son.
This episode is brought to you by Carvana. Carvana is in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. They even offer customizable financing so you can plan your down and monthly payments. To shop thousands of affordable vehicles 100% online, download the app or visit Carvana.com. Availability may vary by market.
Do that. We number one rushing team in NFL. You almost had him, man. Hold on. Wait a minute. But statistically, though, it's... I mean, I think the Cowboy tight end had more.
I mean,
Schultz had 78 catches for 808 yards.
Goddard had more. So Goddard had more yards than 830.
Goddard, look, the Eagles got it.
I think Goddard has the better single tight end, but I like.
Hey, where's Evan Ingram at?
That's what I'm saying. New York? Who can be the second? Who's Philly's second tight end?
Philly doesn't have two tight ends.
Tyree Jackson?
No, they don't have a second tight end.
Jack Stoll. He had 22 yards. Yeah.
Yeah, big stole pipe.
Ahmad, again, they don't have two tight ends on the roster.
I think Alex got him on the roster. Right. I would say Goddard is the best tight end.
Yeah, he's the best.
But the Cowboys' so tight end.
Logan Thomas is healthy. I'm taking Logan Thomas.
Let me ask you this then. If you go, you can have Goddard or you can have Schultz and Jarwin. What are you picking?
Whoa, no. You can't do that. How you going to get somebody a whole packet?
That's the best tight end.
How you
going
to give me a snack size Snickers and then a whole Snickers bar from the lady next door and talk about which one you want?
We need to crush this. Jarwin is good stuff. Jarwin is not good. Jarwin had 100 yards total over the past two seasons. Like, Jarwin's best season is 300 yards. He's not good.
Goddard had more yards combined than both of them?
Yes.
So then I'm taking. Then he's the better receiver.
No, he didn't have more yards than both of them.
His yards come at good times for the good times for Dallas, they come when it matters.
Yeah.
Look, I'm pretty sure it was last year I watched Goddard carry like four dudes to the touchdown. Hey,
Goddard. This is working.
All right, I think Blake Jarwin, and part of last season,
and remember, part of last season, Goddard was still splitting with Ertz. Before Ertz left.
So let's move on.
I'll give it to Philly because technically Blake Jarwin's a free agent right now anyway.
All right, let's move on. So we got the quote diva position. Who got the best receiving
best wide receiver group?
This could get ugly. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, try to calm down because it's gonna get ugly. I already hear it now. So
it's Washington.
Hey, Steve, you're terrible.
I got the best.
Hold on. Let him. Hey, yo, we gotta be patient. Let's be patient.
I want to hear this case from Steve.
All right, so we're gonna be patient. He yelled Washington. You got 2 minutes. You're on the clock. Go.
All right, I got the best receiver in the league in Scary. The best receiver. I mean,
The division.
I got the best receiver in the division.
Nobody interrupting. Come on.
I got Curtis Samuels.
Okay.
And then we got the duo. And then I got Cam Sims. I got Campbell, who is giving you solid, better than Gallup. And we can't count the rookies. But I got a rookie coming in. All right.
You said Curtis Samuels like he Debo or something.
Cool.
Curtis Samuels.
Exactly.
Curtis.
I like the energy. No. I like it.
Curtis Samuels. Who's your second receiver?
Okay, Steam.
I like the energy and excitement.
Great job at proving nothing. So let's move on.
Who's the Eagles second
receiver? Right, hold on. Why are you coming at the Eagles?
I'm saying the Eagles.
That's why I'm coming at the Eagles. He's saying the Eagles.
So go ahead, Carlos.
Carlos, Minnesota.
I'm taking the Eagles wide receiver group.
You got 2 minutes, Carlos. Go ahead.
Yeah, me too.
I'm taking the Eagles wide receiver group. I think. First off, bringing in A.J. Brown. You bring somebody who can play anywhere on the field. He can catch the ball anywhere. He's a big body guy. He's got speed. He stretched the field. You know, he's good. But then you got a technician with the route runner, Smith. Smith is like, it sucks kind of because I try to root for Jalen Hurts. But if you get a quarterback who can do more, like Smith, the way he's able to run his routes and get open, I think even though he's a slight frame, He's a great wide receiver. I think you're going to see a lot of production from him. And then they got, like, groups. They got other guys, like, what is it, Barnwell? Mm-hmm.
Greg Ward.
Did they sign Pascal?
Yeah, they did sign Pascal.
They got Quez out there.
Zach Pascal. I mean, he –
Quez is the third best receiver on that team.
Okay, so you're making my point.
But you can't even name me their third best receiver. That means he really ain't shit.
Man, leave it alone, man. Y'all don't got.
Hey, I'm making a case for a team that's not even mine, but I can guarantee you are alone with that.
Carlos,
Washington
you told
stuff?
Me anytime I needed you, you would support me on this
well,
argument.
Ahmad hired me. Ahmad hired me. Paid me.
Ahmad, this is nasty work.
Hold on.
Ahmad, this is nasty, nasty work.
So it's not
hold
even.
On, hold on, I ain't done this in a long time, right here. That was respect from you. Hey, man, Sting's first 48 in you, bro. I ain't giving no coke. I promise I didn't you, and I ain't seen the lady with the long nails in to talk to him. He shared intimate information. What are we doing? Are y'all battle rapping right now? My man Steve said, Carlos, you said. Hold on, man. We got to let that calm down for a little while. Because y'all missed that. I ain't miss it. You said.
You in the chat, Ahmad. This isn't new information.
Wait a minute. Whoa. God damn. I got to give you a czar mute now. Why you pointing at me? Because the cops got you. Come on, Ahmad. They got us. Come on out from behind the Buick.
Hey, yo.
Because hey. Apparently you paying for support, Ahmad.
Come on behind the Buick.
Yo, go the fuck here.
Yo, Steve, man, stop, man. Why you?
Jacob didn't even have to pay for the support. He said you paid him.
Steve, why you sharing
listen,
intimate
man.
Conversations?
What I was saying,
they were not just regular conversations.
AJ Brown,
they were intimate.
Vontae Smith, Quez Watkins. You got your boy Jalen Rager, who occasionally will make a catch. Like,
don't do this.
Oh,
don't
that
do
was this. The guy? Oh, that was the guy?
Jalen Rager. There's just no
oh,
way you
guy.
Name that dude.
All right. So, listen, man. their group is a lot deeper by what we've
Devontae
seen.
Devontae Smith, probably.
They okay. Based on what they've seen on the field.
He broke a record, but I don't know if it was for catches or yards. Yeah. Which one was that?
So, it's the Eagles, especially over your Commanders. The only other team you could possibly argue would be the Cowboys, but I'm taking the
especially
Eagles.
That's
over
why
my
Kirk Cousins sucks.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He said that's fine.
And that's why that boy left him with the Buffalo, too.
You trying to reach for the crown, man. Don't worry about it. Stay
Yo,
down there. And
hold on, sidebar, before we keep going. Michael Jordan is a 100 overall on a 2K23. Oh,
that's fake. That's
God.
Fake. That's
only
fake. That's
the,
fake.
It better be fake.
It's fake.
All the ratings you've seen is fake.
It
There's no
be
ratings
fake.
Out. The game yeah, hasn't even come out. Yeah. The game it's doesn't, fake. Like, you don't hear anything about the game.
There's a thing. It's a fake Bleacher Report that's putting out ratings.
That's crazy,
yeah,
though.
It's like Ball Sack Sports. It's, fake.
It's got a T in the bleacher.
Don't ever repeat
it's
that.
It's a fake Bleacher
yeah,
Report.
For real. Good God.
That's
hella nasty.
It's like Ball Sack Sports.
Whoa.
Yo, now we just all go say it?
Yup.
I believe we refer to them as BS Sports and just leave it at that.
Yes, brother.
Anyway. So, yeah. Sorry, Steen.
All right, who next? Shout out to Clarissa Shields, man. She's fighting Savannah Marshall. It's an all-female boxing card in September. I forgot the dang on date.
She's back to boxing?
Yeah, I think it's September. I think it's the second Saturday in September.
How is she allowed to do that?
It's September 10th.
There we go, September 10th. All-female card. First time in history. All-female card featuring Clarissa Shields versus Savannah Marshall. She was the only lady that defeated Clarissa as an amateur. You know, that's her only blemish on her unbeaten record. And she has one of the belts at middleweight. So,
hey,
over
can
there
I
in
say
UK.
Something?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Back to the Eagles receiver thing. Devontae Smith had 916 yards.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Dallas Goedert was like literally right behind him, bro. For 830. So
how did the Eagles have the best and their tight end is almost as much as their receiver?
It's literally number two. Like,
what does that mean? We talking about a rookie receiver.
I mean,
that
yeah,
was
y'all,
your best receiver, Amon.
Y'all this day quarterback.
Yeah, it was.
We let
receiver.
Ho, time out. We
no, I'm
ho,
not,
ho,
I'm
ho,
not
ho,
discrediting
ho.
Nothing.
Ho,
no,
ho,
that's
let's put it in the context.
Yo, I need you to rob for your dogs.
Let's put it in the context. The Eagles had the number one rushing offense.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. But what I'm talking about, like, we talking about the best, better receiving corps. Like, what I want to know is, like, nobody else had over. Now, who is Watkins? He had 647, but nobody else had over.
But you got to factor in we bring in A.J. Brown. So A.J. Brown offsets Scary Terry, right?
Yeah, he will.
And Pascal.
So it's a push. Then after that, who y'all got?
He said Curtis Samuels.
Curtis Samuels.
So here's my thing. So,
he's not better than Devontae.
So here's
what?
I'm not better than
C.D. Lamb.
So let me give you this. Without. Just say we didn't have A.J. Brown, right? Without A.J. Brown, did y'all receiving core have more yards than the Eagles receiving core last year?
I'm pulling it up. Because
I can't
right?
do the math real fast. I'm kind of looking. Y'all might have us beat because Scary Terry had, what, 1,100? How many yards he had?
I'll do the math real quick. I got it pulled up. Just give me a second.
But we ain't really going off just numbers, but we always need numbers to provide content. Right now, all we doing is going off of our personal, like we was talking about in the chat earlier about who's the best in the division. It's more off your preference, right? And what you feel like each guy.
Oh, then it's 100% Washington.
That's why I'm not arguing with you, Steve. That's why. Have you noticed, Steve? I don't argue with you, bro. Like, I always say it's your opinion, so Steam, I ain't never try to say you wrong.
Steve got CTE, man.
Hey,
he got COVID.
I got COVID, bro. I don't have COVID anymore. Don't say it.
I was going to say, Eagles wide receivers got all together their wide receiver room caught without A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
1,993
yards. Oh, they got Washington beat.
Yo, I think Scary Terry almost had that by himself.
No, he didn't. That's a cat.
The only person that had it by himself is the one man.
Pineapples.
My man. So we know Washington had that, but that don't mean that Washington, you know what I'm saying, core or not, can be special. And y'all got my man from Liberty, too.
Was that?
What's the tall kid?
Golden. Something.
Gandy Golden.
Yeah,
Gold.
Gandy Golden. Yeah.
They got rid of Gandy Golden, I think.
Nah, he's still in the roster.
Oh, he's still there?
He's in the practice squad. He's not going to play. We got the rookie.
That's a big body guy. Get him the ball, man.
Gandy's not going to play.
Hey, man.
Man, he's slow as dirt.
I give you that. He is not wrong, bro. He is not a fast guy.
His hands are like that.
He ain't good enough to be like a 56-wide receiver on a roster. He's not going to be like a 1-2-3. Like, he's good enough
to
be on a team.
You might need that, though. You might need that.
Yeah.
You might need that big body that don't need a lot of separation.
With injuries, bro, but with injuries, like, he's always going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we pull up at least one person from the practice squad like two or three times every year. So
he got a huge catch radius too.
He played last year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he played a couple games. Yeah, he played. Like he's
y'all
good enough
lying.
To
y'all
get engaged.
Know.
I know he played a couple games.
Y'all be
bro.
Watching that. Y'all be watching play. That.
He was hurt all the whole season.
Yeah, see there, cap.
What?
Both of y'all. Y'all got some ball caps.
He did not play last year. That was y'all thinking of Brown.
Yeah, get him.
Number two.
Dynamite Brown from UNC.
Yeah. I'm thinking of him. Danny Golden.
Hey, yo, I need both of y'all to tell me what size hats y'all wear. I'm going to send y'all some caps.
I don't know.
Y'all was so sure. Oh, yeah, he playing the game.
Hey,
shut the hell up.
So, Washington's wide receiver
look
at
me. Look how much we rotating our receiver room.
Yo, he was on the roster for – hold on.
Oh, wait. Time out. He just gave me the stamp of approval that Steams was capping. He said –
Look
how our wide receiver room we rotate. So how are you gonna say your wide receiver room better than the Eagles wide receiver room? How, Sway?
I didn't say that.
Don't use other people's words against me, Amon. I didn't say that. That did
so
not come from my mouth.
Washington wide receivers last year caught 2,218 yards.
Ooh.
What? How?
Washington wide receivers, all of their wide receivers combined caught.
We definitely had more than that.
Time out. 218
yards.
I'm about to turn.
Wait. Hold on, King.
What hat you wear?
Adam Humphries had 383.
Oh, I forgot we had A. Hump.
Brown had 165. Sims had 211.
And DeAndre then, Carter had 296, then, though.
Yeah, had 296.
Your feelings sound hurt, Amon. You good over
hey,
there?
Yo, Steams, man. You need some more Robitussin?
But here's the thing, though. Their leading tight end receiver was Ricky Seals-Jones at 271. You look at how much...
We not talk about tight ends.
Goddard
we talk about receivers.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, Goddard had 830.
Oh,
like,
so tight ends are part of receiving room?
No.
Damn, I tried.
Yes, don't do this now.
Some dudes, they do meet together, but I ain't going
to
be
that.
But
what I'm saying is when you don't have a good tight end to throw it to, of course you're going to throw it to your, you know, receivers.
I mean, you still got Carson Wentz as y'all quarterback.
My quarterback is Taylor Heineke. Don't do this.
Man, listen.
Your quarterback is Carson Wentz.
Pray that we get the MVP season Wentz again. Just pray.
Yeah.
Shit. That's all you can do. The other thing you got to look at is that, you know, the Eagles receivers are putting up those numbers and they're running the crap out of the ball.
So you think we throw more than we run?
Oh, I can't stand these logical arguments right now.
Do you think why?
That's an opinion.
There it is.
There it is, Steve.
People hate logic.
There you go.
That is the attitude of Twitter space.
People say F your logic. I got my eye test. I trust my
eyes. So we throw the ball more than we run, is what you're saying.
I like the eye test.
You want me to show the numbers that prove that, sir?
Can you?
Hey, what vision do your eyes have, though? That's the problem sometimes.
With glasses, they 20/20.
Y'all passed the ball 550 times. You ran the ball 477 times.
Ooh, that's a big margin. I mean, it's more, but I mean.
And then the Eagles, since we're talking about the Eagles, let's see what they did. They threw the ball 494.
You know, my eyes can see.
They ran the ball 550 times. Damn.
It seems like the same breakdown to me.
Backwards, sir.
Oh, did you say we passed?
Failed math.
Wait, did you say we passed five and we ran four?
Yeah, okay.
No, I heard him wrong.
Hey, that's all right. He got to get more Robitussin, man. Make sure you get the cherry first.
Look, got that COVID hearing.
Or the orange.
Dude, you got to stop saying I'm over the COVID. Y'all telling people I got COVID and I got a basketball game tonight. They go think I'm out the house being irresponsible. I do not have COVID anymore.
Don't worry, Steens. I won't pull one of your stunts and be like, well, he told me.
in the group message, he said he still got it.
Steve said,
no, today Steve is said, the first day I'm allowed out of the house. I do not have COVID anymore. I am not irresponsible.
You still got a touch of COVID. You all right, man.
So here's what we're going
to
do, because I got like 10 more minutes, then I got to wrap this up. We know Washington got the best defensive line, right?
We got the best team. Let's just say it.
All right, so we're saying Washington got the best defensive line.
Been waiting for this day.
Debatable.
No, come on, stop. Stop.
I like it. Who said it?
Cowboy
who said
fan?
It?
A Cowboy fan?
The Eagles D line is better.
Washington Eagles definitely got the best offensive line.
Ooh, that's bad. I don't know. I can't do that.
Y'all was smoking. Their best D lineman was hurt last year.
Because Buddy ain't. Because we said we can't count rookies.
They was inconsistent when he was playing.
We said we can't count rookies, though. And I know that statement's because who we drafted, right?
Oh yeah, nah. Which so, I'll take the Eagles
D line over
the. Which I got coming in this year is definitely scary.
Commanders.
The Commanders.
Who your team is, bro?
That our team taking don't
the
exist.
Eagles over us.
I'm a Dallas fan. I like football.
Oh man,
feel me?
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Man. I just like
my man. Team is not named the Redskins anymore.
Is better.
Can you elaborate on why you think that is?
Like,
sir?
Okay, on paper, everybody look at him like, all right, yeah. The Commanders got the best defense, but when you actually see them play, they inconsistent at times.
Last year, they was beat up. So can we go off that other year when everybody was healthy, or you got to go
off
last
when we
year?
Was the best defense in the league?
I thought you were talking about going into this year.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, he got a point. So we all talking about going into this year. So.
Yeah, we got the best nickel corner in the division.
I love how Fuller. You went straight to nickel Fuller. Corner. Didn't even you didn't count the DB room.
Yeah, we talking about
the
line.
Yo, Fuller is my guy. Look, Fuller. The reason I did it, Carlos. Hold on. Let me. The reason I did it though is because Fuller doesn't get enough love.
Hey, yo, Steens, you know who you acting like?
Eagles got a nice secondary.
Steens, you know
don't you do it, Amon?
You know who you acting like with all this arguing?
Because I can really act like him. Don't do it.
The Eagles got a nice secondary.
Who am I talking about?
Here comes Sosa in here, man.
No process. That's who you.
Oh, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that one.
You arguing like process right there.
Yeah.
Hey, aren't the Commanders the best team in the NFC East?
No, they're not. They definitely
not. I think most people, I feel you going with somebody
stop
different.
Laughing,
I think
so
most
so.
People would say Washington has the best D-line. But who has the best linebacking group?
We don't got shit for linebackers, and I'm not finna sit here like
it's,
we do.
That's tough right there.
Yeah. Washington, hold on, no team really has the most talent on the D-line. It's just a matter of will they actually show up. Like,
Sosa, I need you to not use logic today.
It's not, listen, but it's not even a conversation.
A bunch
like,
of guys too,
if we're talking about defensive line rotation, it's easily the best in football. But
Ioannidis loss hurts.
But the consistency is an issue.
And Tim Settle. That's why I went with the Eagles, though.
I got Chase Young.
Now, I can't go off the Eagles yet. The Eagles linebacking core have to prove it.
No, I'm talking about the D-line.
Linebackers were so atrocious last year.
Our linebackers fucked with
what? What did the Eagles do last year to prove to you that their D-line was like that, bro?
Hold on.
Made the playoffs.
Last year,
We made the playoffs.
The linebacking group for
7-9.
Easily the worst in football.
So that did we make the playoffs?
Did you guys beat a single team with a winning record?
What does that have to do
it doesn't matter. Did we make the playoffs?
What did that
you guys not beat a single team with a winning record?
Those are really good at bring logic. Those are
you beat a single team with a winning record. You want to talk about
the playoffs? What
did we do?
What
did we do?
And we're Staggy up here, Staggy. I need you to defend me.
Your quarterback looked like a fullback.
What did your
defense
do?
He made the playoffs.
Who's the best team in the NFC East?
We getting off. We getting off.
Hold on, let's stay on topic.
The best team in the NFC East is the Eagles, nigga.
Hey, kick Shaggy. Kick Shaggy. Shaggy, you supposed to help me. Kick Shaggy. Get him out of here.
Steve's the backfire.
Shaggy, you come here and help me with the fuck.
Sosa came up in here and just blew it all up.
Yo, Sosa, I need you on my side. Who's the best team in the NFC East?
Get that robot.
Damn, Steve calling for any kind of anytime.
Steve or Giants?
Help me.
He said the Giants. Now he's trolling. It's really us.
It's not the Commanders.
I got the other Commanders fan up here not even riding with me. This
I'm
tripping
on how the Cowboy fan ain't said nothing about the Cowboys this whole time.
It's fuck the Cowboys.
He asked us the question.
Here we go. Hold up. Here we go. We're going to have some fun. Since you asked for it, best quarterback in the division.
You already know who it is.
Taylor Heineke.
Come on now, it's Dash.
Who said Carson Wentz?
It's Carson Wentz.
It is Taylor Heineke, Sosa.
Carson Wentz went 27-7 touchdowns, interceptions last year, and the only reason he got traded is because the owner was mad at him for not
having
a bad
thing against
COVID.
I agree with Sosa.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Sosa's right.
The thing is that y'all, there's people on this app that care more about their personal vendetta or what they think about someone instead of actually watching the tape of certain people play.
That's true.
Like, yeah, if you watch Carson Wentz play last year, outside of some egregious turnovers in bad situations, he actually played great.
Great is an overstatement.
Tell him, Sosa.
27-7. The only two quarterbacks that were better were Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers.
Kirk Cousins.
The turnovers came at inopportune times.
The worst time.
He was put in a situation where all he had to do was game manage.
Hurts him.
It's not just that, dog. Listen, I'm gonna say it again. He got traded because the owner was upset because of his stance in COVID, and Darius Leonard basically told the team if he returned his quarterback, he wasn't pulling up.
So Carson Wentz is the best quarterback in the division. You heard it here.
I'm gonna say it again. I respectfully disagree with you. They've lost 9 straight games at Jacksonville. The fact that he missed the game earlier in the season due to COVID, that's what cost them the season.
But no, it's not, nigga. It was that last game.
Yes,
Carson Wentz is the best quarterback in the division.
The team and the coaches lost any sort of confidence in Carson Wentz, and that's why they tanked at the end of the season.
Because of that's
what
it boiled down to. What are you talking about?
They didn't fucking tank at the end of the season. What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What happened, T? They didn't do what?
Nah, I said they didn't tank. It was an egregious ass turnover.
They've lost nine consecutive games in Jacksonville. Okay,
how many games did they lose
the
on
biggest
the stretch?
I already explained to you why he got traded. He got traded because he missed a game due to
political
COVID
reasons,
and the owner was upset. And Darius Leonard said if Carson Wentz came back as quarterback, he would not pull up. He literally said that.
So Carson Wentz is the best quarterback in the division. End of discussion.
No, it's not, but okay.
Yo, hold on. Can I come to – yo, the Dallas fan is saying no, it's not. Didn't your quarterback run the ball in the playoffs? Never mind.
Hey, that was a good decision.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, though.
It just took too long.
Never mind. This is recorded. Yeah. I'm not being honest with shit. Hey, Coach, I'll mess – never mind. I'll tweet it and delete it.
What?
Can't nobody on
this app convince me that Carson Wentz is better.
If Dak Prescott wasn't a Cowboy,
nobody,
he'd be one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Hey, bro, there's a reason why one guy went top five and the other went in the fourth round.
Tell him.
Okay, have he lived up to the top five?
I just think Dak Prescott's a great guy, and he plays football well.
Have he lived up to the top five? No, he hasn't.
Has Dak had a better season in his career? With the 13 games Carson Wentz played.
I'm a Carson Wentz hater, but has he lived up to the top five? I would definitely say yes.
No, he hasn't.
MVP candidate and literally was a vital piece in his team winning the Super Bowl.
No, he didn't, man.
Candidate.
He was literally up for the MVP.
Are we giving love to candidates now?
He never told the GOAT, bro.
There's the reason they won the Super Bowl.
Hey, I'm saying Kirk Cousins was never a candidate.
Now hold on.
Who's in the MVP running that year?
We don't have to do this. This is on the
said
NFC.
We don't have to do this.
You made Carlos push his glasses up.
Yeah, he did. Carlos had his contacts.
I'm gonna have to get sophisticated on you. Ahmad, I had to grab the specs because I'm trying to. Might have to school.
Is that a girl talking?
He went from Stephon back to Steve for y'all. So you.
That's right. I'm about to go to Steve. I'm about to give y'all the numbers and I'm about to break it down.
Fuck them numbers.
Damn.
Salsa.
Oh, no.
Boy Clifford. Hello. Hi.
I know you're not up here lying to the people.
You have Jerry Jones as your header.
You're up here lying to the people out your mouth.
Keep in mind that Cliff worked at the Cowboys facility during the summer. I want y'all to understand that.
Did he work or did he volunteer?
He worked at the Cowboys facility during the summer.
Are you doing this today? You bored today?
You know,
Sosa is a very objective man, and he usually says right things, so he's right.
It's our third team, man.
Sosa's right.
Hey, man, listen, I'm just a troll dog. It's Cowboys fans just cracked me up.
Carson Wentz is better than Jimmy G, too.
How?
I'll say this.
He's been moving teams for the last 2-3 years.
Well, Carson Wentz was, 27-7? Dak was 37-10. So, I mean.
What's better?
It depends on what you consider. Do you consider 10 touchdowns better?
Since we're using his argument with the Eagles receiving core, how many times was Carson Wentz handing the ball off and letting Jonathan Taylor do his thing?
The problem with your numbers argument with Dak is, a lot of that shit was playing from behind, so he had to throw the ball.
Yup.
Oh, brother.
Cliff, you sound like a very intelligent man, and you sound like a great individual, but your team sucks.
Okay, wait, how is the team? How are you comparing? Wait, playing from behind, but he had a better record, and they made the playoffs.
Oh,
bro. Right? How are they playing from behind?
I gave you a compliment.
They kind of backed into the playoffs, is all I'm saying.
We going to talk about like Carson Wentz getting kicked off his team twice? What are we talking about stats for?
I mean, people bring up the Jacksonville game.
We just watched it.
They lost the Raiders the game before that. The Raiders are a great team. The Raiders made the playoffs.
Let's not go there.
I know, but what I'm saying is people just act like.
Here we go. I forgot Myron was a Raiders fan.
And they beat the Cowboys. Say it louder, Myron. And they beat the Cowboys.
And they beat the Cowboys at home on Thanksgiving.
And they beat the Cowboys
on Thanksgiving. People act like. People act like the Colts went into that last game like undefeated and they lost. No, they lost the game before that too.
If Heineke could throw the ball, we wouldn't even be talking about Carson Wentz right now.
Heineke is my quarterback still.
Niggas don't.
Yeah, Steve, I'm never talking football with you ever again.
Hey, I have a personal fandom for Heineke. This isn't a football thing.
He would be your quarterback.
No shit. This is not personal.
For anyone to cape for Taylor Heineke, we knew it had to be personal and not.
I told my homie, Carson Wentz. I knew it wasn't going to happen, but if we win a Super Bowl and Taylor Heineke is the quarterback, I have to get a big-ass tattoo and a number 4 with a Super Bowl trophy on my leg.
I would take Mayfield over fucking Wentz.
Mayfield over Wentz, too, but I got
I'm not taking either one of them.
That's a personal thing again.
You niggas do not know ball.
I just said it's a personal thing, though.
It ain't personal. I seen it with my own eyes.
Niggas
think. Hey, man, you need to go to an optometrist then.
I can't have some fandom in my last year either.
It's previous years. I seen shit.
What the fuck is this guy talking?
Coach, I'm going to give you the argument everybody else is rocking it.
Baker Mayfield?
I'm going to give you an argument that I can't give because I like the guy, but everybody else gives you the argument that you love a guy who we ain't even really seen play football as your quarterback.
Baker Mayfield sucks, bro. I'm sorry.
I will pick him over Carson Wentz.
That 65.
I'm taking Baker Mayfield over Dak Prescott.
Times 3.
So that's like, you do the math, 200 something. Not one of them vouched for him.
I'm taking Dak Kirk Prescott Cousins over Dak. Let's be real here.
Carson Wentz several times, and you check the record out.
I'm taking RG3's ghost over Dak Prescott.
That's enough. Just keep it in the division, man. You keep going all over.
Yeah, I can't. I gotta take Carson over.
I am not a Redskins fan. That team no longer exists.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saving you, bro. I'm a Washington fan. They don't have
a Sting. Stings, did you drink a Bang or a Ghost?
No, bro. I've been laying in bed for 7 days straight.
I had a come tell y'all stop lying to y'all people. I'm out of here. You're nasty, man. Stop.
Look, I got a bath. I've been laying in bed for 7 days straight, and I'm finally able to get out
there. Yeah, so your teeth.
You should have been playing 2K.
First thing you did when he got up was hit the pipe, because that's crazy.
Steam got the cabin.
Let it go.
Yo, I said pineapples like 30 minutes ago, bro.
He said pineapples.
Oh, these are a lot of new people in here, Ahmad. These are a lot of new people.
Ahmad, it's cabin fever.
Let everybody else know what pineapple means.
It means he's trolling.
Yeah,
that's the code to let you know. Don't get in your feelings because you're just trolling.
It's been a long time since I did some pineapples.
So the Browns got to pay $10.5 million, and then the Panthers only got to pay $4.9 million.
The Panthers finessed.
Bro, just keep in mind,
he gave up $3.5 million.
Hey, they paid to get his ass out the building.
So they didn't, Ahmad, but they really didn't have a choice, dog, because he wasn't going to play for him. No,
you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Baker can't play better than what.
Versus what? 19? They would have had to pay 19. They would have kept. So, yeah.
Hold on. Hey. Can I ask this question without getting cut off? Just my question, right? We just saw Baker Mayfield playing an offense that was basically about as elementary and about as easy for him to have. Mm-hmm. They had an elite offensive line, an elite run game. And we literally can throw the tape on of him making multiple mistakes every single game. And I'm not even talking about like little ones that are forced by the defense. I'm talking about terrible decision making, underthrows, overthrows, not knowing the personnel.
Like Carson Wentz.
No, absolutely not. Where?
The decision making.
See, that's the thing, T. Smith. Is that y'all will come on here.
No, Carson Wentz has some of the worst decision making I've ever seen.
I understand that he's had inopportune turnovers, right?
Mm-hmm. But those are the worst ones, bro.
I'm gonna answer the Baker question. Fuck Carson Wentz.
I want y'all to possibly show me.
How do we bring Carson Wentz back?
How are those two?
Hey, look.
Eagles
fans wasn't talking shit about Carson Wentz when he was taking them to a Super Bowl.
He didn't take them to the Super Bowl.
Hey, listen. Hey, Sosa, I got a question for you.
Sure.
So if Carson Wentz plays a perfect game and he throws an interception in the fourth quarter that costs you the game, are you going to say, oh, he lost the game, but he played a perfect game? No, you gonna say that was the dumbest fucking throw I ever seen in my life.
It's a
one
team
play
sport.
Doesn't lose a game.
It's
you
a
know this.
Sport.
So I understand that.
I'm gonna put it to you like this. I wouldn't pick that motherfucker.
It's a team sport.
Yo, I'm gonna answer the Baker question. I'm gonna answer the Baker question.
I would not pick
it. I like that team sport shit after you was just talking.
It's not only a team sport. Ahmad, answer this question for me, right?
You asking too many damn questions.
The ultimate team sport, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
so Baker's
but we're talking about inopportune turnovers.
Baker's decision making I can't fix.
Professor Carlos, add some context now.
But the arm of Baker, that's his shoulder, bro.
Here he go. Hey, yeah, go ahead.
It's his shoulder. He was injured.
All right, so you got to keep in mind. Yes, Baker was injured last year. I was going to bring that up last. But whatever.
Was he?
He was.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
His shoulder was fucked up. Don't do this, Sosa.
He got week two. He had a torn labrum. Like, it's documented.
Y'all did the same thing to Dwight Howard the first time he came to the Lakers. Mm. And he still averaged double-double.
Smith, you were talking shit about Carson Wentz. He was the favorite player
in the Give me one player who don't play injured.
The first thing that was for him was that Kobe threw him under the bus, and Kobe called himself. That was what made it look real bad for him. But anyway, back to Baker.
Kawhi Leonard doesn't play injured.
Steve,
there you go.
Shut up.
Football.
I'm trying to school, man.
Steve's in his bag.
All right.
It's been a while since I had some pineapples, Ahmad. I had to.
Facts. You can bring up last year for Baker. He was awful. He shouldn't have been playing through that injury. Whatever. The year before, I mean, he 26-8, touchdown.
Did a great job of handing it off.
Hey, that sounds a lot like Carson Wentz.
You know what? But listen.
Sounds like the ultimate team sports, Sosa. But Carson Wentz is the best player in our division.
Yeah, I take Carson over Baker Mayfield every day out the week and twice on Sunday.
Sed mentioned it earlier.
Jimmy G too.
Baker had three different head coaches, three different offensive coordinators his first 3 years, right? People forget that his rookie year in 14 games, he set the rookie quarterback, touchdown record at 27.
Sure did.
In 14 games. All right, and he had them within one game of making the playoffs for a team that had won one game in the two seasons combined before. And then next year they switched up the coach. They brought in, you know, they made Freddie Kitchens head coach, whatever. Then they were terrible. You know, he had a Brett Favre type year, 22 touchdowns, 21 interceptions, whatever. But then the next year with Kevin Stefanski, his third head coach, his third offensive scheme. He had that offense well. They were within one game of making the AFC Championship. So, like, people have a revisionist history on him. Like, they don't keep in mind all the constants he went through. But if you want to say last year he was terrible, I can back that up. But you got to keep in context the first 3 years of what he had and what he dealt with. He handled that pretty well.
This is the Carlos I like.
Hey, Carlos.
Help me.
You're a Kirk Cousins fan.
That's right. Am I?
Help me.
So you know what, dog?
Go ahead, Sosa.
You spent the last 5 years making excuses for mid, which is okay. You got it. Which is all you just did for Baker Mayfield.
Hey, you know what? Hey. But you can win with mid. You can win with mid.
Yeah,
his team does it every year.
You, Carlos.
Here's the problem.
So you want
to switch this conversation with to the Vikings
you've
real quick.
Been winning, though.
Oh, here's the thing. You can win with mid when your coach, who's a defensive guy, does his job and has the defense right. But when you're a defensive guy in the last 2 years, your defense was ranked 30th and 29th, you're not going to be able to overcompensate for the mid. So, remember, we like to say football is.
So, what was Baker's excuse? He had a top 10 defense.
Football is the ultimate team game.
Yo, Sosa, you gotta stop talking about mid quarterbacks while your quarterback is Jimmy fucking G.
Nigga, make the playoffs again. When's the last time you seen your franchise win a playoff game?
Answer the question. Is Jimmy G mid?
Nigga, you never seen your team win a playoff game.
Is Jimmy G mid? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Answer my question first. My question is more important.
I'm not 100% sure, but we may have won the game
it's
in Seattle. No, pressing. We didn't win the game in Seattle.
It's more pressing.
Not what the fuck I asked you. When the last time you seen your team win a playoff game? Whether it was with an elite quarterback, a mid quarterback, when's the last time you seen your team win a playoff game?
I saw my team win a championship in 2016 when the Cavaliers won.
Oh, yo, real quick. I need a people's court instrumental. The last time you saw Jimmy G play, where was he playing?
Losing.
In what game?
What did Ricky Bobby say?
Answer my question.
You're not worthy. 49
of Matt. Just jump in, bro. They ain't gonna stop. Just jump in, Matt.
What the fuck?
Oh, yo, Marty,
an imaginary character, dog. When he wasn't real.
Hey, Matt, jump in, bro.
Sosa. You're lost in the Super Bowl.
What did Ricky Bobby say? A bunch of bullshit.
So, Sosa, can you answer my question? Is Jimmy G mid?
Oh no. Fuck yes.
The answer is yes. What are we arguing for?
Let's stay focused here. Fuck Washington and fuck Minnesota. Let's stay focused.
Hey, what are we arguing for? The statement was Jimmy G's mid. You went on a fucking argument.
When's the last time you saw your team win a playoff game, Steve? Answer my question.
Hey, we got a legit.
When Bruce Smith was playing?
Damn.
I wasn't alive, damn it.
Hey, we got a legit 2 minute warning because I got to get me something to eat before I see my dog, Tony Covington, on our platform. So. We got a legit 2 minute warning because I'm hungry. Kind of had two
can we please
today.
Have all Vikings slander redacted? Because
redacted.
This is an NFC
this
East.
Jurassic Park?
This is an NFC redacted. East discussion. We will not stand for and listen to
any. Go ahead, Niner Matt.
Carlos, because y'all suck.
Go ahead, Niner Matt.
Listen. You don't have to tell a Vikings fan that we're not
listen
good.
Listen to Niner Matt. He got something to say.
Like, we understand where we stand.
I was just going to say, if we pay 56% of Jimmy G's salary, I don't know if I could be a 49er fan anymore.
I was looking at stop being a 49er fan.
Hey, bro. We, if
hey,
we
T. Smith, who the fuck do you support?
Damn.
I'm an Eagles fan, brother. Calm down.
Hold on. Not a bad finish.
Salary,
I live in Philly.
I'm going to be sick.
You're going to be sick.
Jimmy better be cut any day now, because if they're trying to work up a deal where we pay 56% like of this BG bum salary,
Niner Matt and me do not share any of the same views.
You want Jimmy G as your quarterback, Sosa?
No, nigga, but I don't give a fuck if we pay 50% of his fucking pay. I don't give a fuck.
Let him live, Carlos.
I don't give a fuck about any of that. Just get him out of town.
A smart GM would just straight up cut him. It's though. Sosa, right? Come on, Sosa.
It's more to it than that.
Hell on all the money. What are you talking about, Matt?
What do you mean? If we straight up cut him, he's only due like $1 million. We would save like $25 million in cap space, bro. If we straight up cut Jimmy,
bro. Listen, what? as much as I want to agree with you, Trey is my guy, and that's no question. My quarterback is black. That's a fact. But I'm telling you right now, I don't really give a fuck about what we do with Jimmy. I think you're stressing out about it a little more than somebody will take him.
Okay, hey, but if we have to pay 56% of the
who
salary,
who the fuck is taking him?
What does it matter, Matt? Like, what does it matter?
I don't need
if
a quarterback.
Get him off the book. Like, who gives a fuck? Niner fans
Jimmy
are worried
G
about the wrong
the team
shit. I want a trophy,
Super
dog.
Bowl.
I don't
He's
give a
trash.
Fuck about the money. I want a trophy.
You're not getting
not
one with Jimmy G.
I don't give a fuck about how much money we pay
send
Jimmy G.
To Philly.
Hey, can we just
we
all appreciate how when Sosa first
too.
Came in the room, Steam was all about
I'm just fucking
getting
with
his
you. Jimmy's gonna be a Brown.
And then Sosa
Jimmy
turned
to
off
the
Steam
Browns
so quick.
Sosa did not turn on me, I turned on Sosa.
Damn.
First of all, Steam was just looking for anybody to help
him.
Yeah,
he went from
yeah,
help
he was.
Me.
I turned on Sosa because Steam said, help
me.
Me.
Help me,
please.
Jimmy G's gonna be a Brown. They don't got no
Sosa money. Is my guy, and I turned on him because Jimmy G sucks.
Hey, check this out.
In the World Rumble looking for anybody.
That.
Hey, but check this
so
out.
Me and Sosa
hey,
are still
on
the same side, Carlos.
Hey,
so,
hey, fellas, yeah. I gotta end this space today, man.
Monica.
I appreciate
hey,
y'all. We got
on.
2 minutes. We got 2 hours in, and it's been a minute since I did a space. I probably won't be able to do a space tomorrow. I'll be at Mike's Vic Camp in Virginia Beach. I might still be able to do one though. Around, but it'll be around like late, like 6 o'clock. So I'll let y'all know. But yeah, man. We back at it again. So y'all boys be good. I was about to say Facts and Stacks probably still going, but they stopped. You know, his spaces be
they go all day.
Yeah, he be burning.
They only
it up.
Did 6 hours today. That ain't fair.
Yeah, facts. Shout
hey,
out
from
to
now
facts
on, Sosa,
that ain't fair.
When you come into space, Sosa, you gotta come into this.
I'ma have my theme music playing from now on.
Hey, that'd be dope if everybody had their walk-in music, though. As soon as they just unmute, they just start
I call
it.
Shawn Michaels.
You call Shawn Michaels?
Hey, Sosa,
well, you better have it queued up.
Right, I'll take that.
I got it. Next space of mine, I'm coming in with the Shawn Michaels.
Apparently my mixer won't play stuff loud for y'all. So
either that or Roman Reigns. You'll find out.
I'm
coming in
surprise.
Well, all right, yo, y'all be easy. Y'all be easy. I got to get out of here. Peace to you, man.
All
right, fam. Shut up. That's how we ending it.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.